In wartime, the Army and the Army National Guard are on the same team. In peacetime, it's more complicated. The winding down of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan means less money for defense, and less money means the National Guard and the active duty Army are digging in to protect their interests. To see how that's playing out, Patricia Murphy of member station KUOW in Seattle visited Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord, or JBLM.
Inside this hangar, Army National Guard mechanics are busy maintaining a neat line of Black Hawks. Some of these helicopters have flown in every war since Vietnam, and they have the bullet holes to prove it.
So we get hand-me-downs.
That's Colonel David Caparici, the deputy commander of the 66th Theater Aviation Command.
You know, it's like I'm the middle child. So my bigger brother, the Army, gets brand new stuff, and then when he gets new stuff, I get his old stuff. Fortunately, you know, the knees are worn out in the pants, and the socks got holes in them, and that's what I get.
It's a mostly friendly family rivalry here in Washington State, but the looming budget pinch means there are only so many dollars to go around, and the active Army and the Guard have to compete for them. Here at JBLM, the Army base 40 miles south of Seattle, that fight is over equipment. Not just those old helicopters, but also whether the Guard gets some of the active Army's best armored vehicles, known as Strikers.
We're saying, hey, put us in. You know, we've been a heavy brigade combat team for years.
Major General Brett Daugherty leads the Washington National Guard.
There are 600 unused vehicles parked at JBLM right now. There's absolutely no reason that we couldn't convert to Strikers and save the Army money in that process.
Daugherty is part of a three-state effort to let the Guard swap old Bradley fighting vehicles for the more modern Strikers. He says the Guard needs the Strikers because its troops are called on for so many missions. They're deployed to Iraq. They also help the state. They're training now in case there's a major earthquake in the region.
When that earthquake strikes us and all the bridges come down, tanks and Bradleys are not going to be able to help the citizens of Washington, whereas wheeled Striker vehicles with their state-of-the-art electronics and digital communication suite will.
But the active Army says it's got a job to do, too, and needs those Strikers to do it.
It's a zero-sum game.
That's Lieutenant General Stephen Lanza. He's the commander of all active Army forces at JBLM.
I think it's an Army decision. I think the Guard brings it up, and I think the Army will decide if they want to convert that brigade to a Striker brigade.
General Lanza says he can't spare people or equipment. After the wars, the Pentagon shifted its focus to the Pacific, everything from humanitarian missions to deterring China. And Lanza's command is central to that plan.
If you have a strategy that's not resourced, one of two things needs to happen. You either change the strategy or you provide the additional resources to accomplish the strategy you've been given.
General Lanza is fighting to keep not just the Strikers, but to avoid cuts across his force. If the active Army is cut, the base could lose 11,000 soldiers and civilians. The National Guard could lose 35,000 citizen soldiers nationally, 1,000 from Washington State. One of them is probably going to be Colonel Caparici, who works at that aircraft hangar. The Army has already targeted his aviation command for deactivation. The helicopters are staying. It's just the officers who won't.
That means I have to go find a real job. It's not anything anybody, nobody ever likes to be laid off.
General Daugherty has some ideas about how to save Caparici's job, but he's not sure Army leaders are listening.
We went through a pretty exhaustive staffing process and identified units that we thought made the most sense to give back. But the active Army said, well, thanks for your input, but we'll get back to you.
And that's frustrating because cutting the aviation command won't even save the Army much money. But losing it would cost the National Guard in Washington Caparici's 28 years of experience and the relationships he's built with the state. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.